I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He's an EGOT, and she was watching when Lala called Raquel a twat. It's Watch What Happens Live with Chrissy Teigen and John Legend now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the West Coast Bravo Clubhouse on Michelle Obama's birthday with two people who are currently becoming a little lit. Yeah. She may be on Lip Sync Battle, which had its season premiere tonight, but when it comes to Bravo, she has a voice and she knows how to use it. Say hi to our dear friend, Chrissy Teigen. Hi, Chrissy. And since his last appearance, he became the youngest person and first African-American man to reach EGOT status. So at this rate, we might have to stop the show at any moment so he can run out and accept another award. Bye. Welcome back our pal and coach on the upcoming season of The Voice, John Legend. Yay. Thank you. Great to see you. And by the way, happy 40th birthday.
Thank you.
Looks like you had quite a party. I missed it. You know, Chrissy even invited me to the party.
Of course you were invited.
Like, I love this Sunday, I know.
Oh, it was an excellent party. Only thing that would have made it better would have been Andy being there.
And James Kennedy.
And James Kennedy spinning. Yes, I love what Chrissy said when she came into the clubhouse. Do you remember what you said?
No.
You said, I'm home.
Oh, I know.
She just said it.
She's home.
I'm so comfortable
She's
here.
Good.
I'm either watching Bravo or I'm in the clubhouse, so
Perfect.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Since nothing goes better with a bar than a bestie with booze, behind the bar, it is the host of Lunch with Bruce on Radio Andy Sirius XM Channel 102. Woo! My best friend, Bruce Bozzi. Hi, Bruce. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are things at the Palm, Bruce?
Excellent.
Yes?
All good.
I'm going to the Beverly Hills Palm for lunch tomorrow.
I know. We're
Can't
doing
wait.
Lunch with Bruce.
Yes.
Damn. Oh!
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, as you may have seen all over the internet, John recently threw an incredible James Bond-themed 40th birthday party.
John?
Chrissy threw it.
Oh, Chrissy threw it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to the fancy parties my guests attend, I'm the one who's acting like an international spy. So here's what. It's time to spill the party. I have a speed round of questions about all the parties you two attend so the viewers at home can live vicariously through. Oh, so which Kardashian Jenner got the drunkest at John's 40th birthday party this past weekend? Kim, Kourtney, or Chris?
I was too drunk to tell. I have no idea.
My only guess would be, and I don't know this for a fact, would probably be Chris because she was there the longest.
Okay. Did Chris and her much younger man, Corey, engage in any embarrassing PDA at your party?
No.
I was blacked out.
I don't believe in embarrassing. I don't believe in embarrassing PDA.
Yes.
No,
we like PDA.
Oh, my God. She's grabbing everything. Who is somebody you will never again invite to a party, and what party foul did he or she commit?
Oh.
I think I never learned about the party fouls until after. I love to know the drama, but yeah. Our planner doesn't tell them till after. But it's usually like bringing a ton of people.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big foul. Have you two ever secretly snuck away during a friend's party to hook up in their house?
We never see each other at parties.
Padma mentioned something recently.
Oh, yeah, Padma.
I don't feel like we snuck away, though. She saw us.
John, was that at Padma's house?
Those were the days.
Yeah. Who's the best person you've ever sang an impromptu duet with during a party, John?
Oh, I did one with Babyface at Chris's Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, that was another good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And David Foster was on the piano.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
From watching the show, which Beverly Hills Housewives parties would you rather attend, LVP or Kyle?
Oh, man. Ooh, Kyle claims casual, and she's like, come casual, and I love that, but I would show up in jeans, and then they're all dressed up.
Right.
I don't know. Lisa's backyard, though, is incredible.
Name a celebrity that you would each avoid if you see them at a party.
For so many reasons. Ooh. Wait, give us some time here.
Oh, my God, you're actually...
Anyone in the Trump family, I think, would probably...
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had to sit next to one at an event.
Who?
The vampire one.
Who's Jared?
Eric.
Oh, Eric. Did you talk to him? Did you talk to him?
He seemed nice enough.
He was lovely.
Oh, my God. All right, thank you very much, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Second, Chrissy's such a raging Bravo-holic that if I don't give her the floor to talk about her favorite shows this second, I'm afraid she'll whack me harder than she was whacked with Leslie Jones' umbrella on New Year's Eve. So here's what, it's time to take a quick trip around the Bravo-sphere.
Okay.
Vanderpump Rules, do you think James cheated on Raquel with Hope?
Yes.
Okay, obviously. Vanderpump, which marriage will last longer, Brittany and Jax or Lala and Randall?
I can see Lala and Randall lasting forever, and I can see Brittany sticking it out forever.
I actually think I'm going to vote for Brittany and Jax for sure.
Wow.
They'll last longer. Brittany's
okay, on Below Deck, who needs to check herself, Kate or Laura?
Laura, I love Kate so much.
Okay, you agree?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, I just feel like if you're a third stew, you got to be a third stew.
Oh, yeah.
There's this epidemic of third stews coming in and acting like they're
cheating. Yeah, you gotta like, the boss is the boss. Yes.
Below Deck, whose side were you on, Caroline or Kate and Josiah?
Kate and Josiah. I love Kate and Josiah so much.
Atlanta, are you excited about Portia's engagement and pregnancy, or is she moving too quickly?
Yes, she's a hot dog heiress now. Yes. Why would I not be excited about
Atlanta,
that?
Atlanta, who's to blame for the drama at Todd's birthday, Portia or Candy and her candy-coated cleck?
Ooh, Portia was sober, and this is tough for me. I think the cleck was to blame.
Thoughts on the newest housewife, Shamari?
I love her.
At New Jersey, how do you feel about Bridezilla Danielle and her falling out with Margaret?
It's very entertaining. I love it. I'm terrified of Danielle, so.
How do you feel about newbie Jennifer and her bragging?
I feel like I say the same type of crap.
You
and
too.
And I don't realize it, so I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't feel like you say that kind of stuff.
Thank you
very much, John and Chrissy. Finally, Chrissy and John are such hashtag couple goals that their sheer perfection is distracting me from the fact that I'm a grown man who just smoke in a hashtag. But are they really as squeaky clean as they seem? Here's what, it's time for Talk Dirty to Me. I'm going to dim the clubhouse lights and ask this seemingly perfect couple about their secret imperfections.
Perfect.
Chrissy. What is the most disgusting mess that John has ever left around the house?
Do I do it to you or John?
To me.
Oh, okay. The most disgusting mess you've ever left behind was definitely at that Airbnb in Malibu where you puked on the walls and I had to pull your pants up for you to go pee-pees.
Wow, John.
Pull your pants down, I mean.
John,
this is so sexy.
What is the messiest thing you've ever witnessed Chrissy eat in bed?
Oh.
This is
like yesterday.
This is like every night.
Yeah.
Burritos, pasta, Jack in the Box.
Chrissy.
All of it.
Chrissy, what's the dirtiest picture John's ever sent you while you were apart?
Ooh, John never sends me sexy photos with his head in it because he still doesn't trust me.
He does. That's hilarious.
But I've gotten a few.
I don't trust the internet.
I've gotten
John,
a few.
Get hacked.
John, can you remember the worst Chrissy has ever smelled?
The worst. She never stinks, honestly.
Wow, that's nice.
Her breath, though, has she likes a salad with red onions and ranch. And sometimes the onions carry a stench.
Thank you very much, John and Chrissy. Ben K Facebooked and said, I heard you both got into the biggest fight ever at Kim and Kanye's wedding. Is that true? And if so, what was the fight about?
I don't even remember what it was about.
We try to think about this all the time. It was a major blowout to the point where, like, every time I see them, I feel like apologizing for it.
Yeah.
But
do you think they were aware?
I don't think they knew, no.
Right.
Oh, everyone knew. No.
Honestly, yes, I don't think they knew. I don't think they knew.
Really?
I think I was really intimidated, and I just, like, I didn't. I think it came from a lot of insecurity, and I just.
What were
you
intimidated
on John.
By?
I don't know. There's a lot of fabulous, amazing people in one room, and you just, I think that's where it stemmed from.
I would consider you a fabulous, amazing person.
Thank you. But I was just very insecure and very, I don't know. I think that's where it stemmed from. And then it just, you know how things snowball into like a bigger thing. And also drinking, so that doesn't help.
And also drinking.
Yes.
You have an entire network built on watching people argue while they're drunk.
Well, Chrissy, Nico wants to know who you think is a better Chief Stew, Kate Chastain or Hannah?
Oh, I love Hannah so much, but I think Kate is the way I would work if I were a Chief Stew, which is now my dream. But I think Kate
career
just
goals.
Like, I don't know, I think she has a really good way about directing people and having a setting a fun tone for the guests and also being able to put up with the most unbearable people on the planet.
By the way, I loved your Christmas special. It was absolutely incredible.
You.
It was great.
Thank
I want to see more. Would you guys ever do a variety show?
I think we might. We would.
What?
Oh, it sounds maybe you're going to do
it. It's not in the plans.
Oh, okay.
We're not being coy.
Okay, let's go to Jennifer from Florida. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, my question is for Christy. What did your eye feel like on the next day after New Year's Eve when Leslie Jones...
You know what? I had no idea. So the eye-poking thing happened, and then Leslie came running out, and she goes, girl, this is all over TV, and this is all over the Twitter. And I was like, are you serious? It wasn't that bad to me. I thought that our camera would have been more fixated on the ball, but then I learned that we actually missed the ball drop.
What did you think about them missing the ball drop? That's pretty funny.
First of all, thought it was hilarious.
I was on CNN.
There were some people that were like,
but we weren't allowed to have an umbrella. So
yes. So there were some people that were like, I've been watching this for 60 years. I've never missed the ball drop in my life, and I missed it on your network. And
you feel bad for them.
You're like, I'm sorry, but also, our placement was right underneath the ball, so we didn't even get to see the ball drop. I don't know how we would have ever been able to see it.
How was this real estate negotiated? I want to know.
I know.
I don't know. Apparently, yeah, we got the shaft.
Like, which network
has it? No, you didn't, because you got to have an umbrella.
I know. Well, a clear umbrella and no canopy. I know. And they're so mad at you, right? The Times Square Alliance.
Yes.
They're I got to know the city politics around network.
It's hilarious. By the way, I am in a feud with the Times Square Alliance. It's the funniest thing in the world. I'm also in a feud with like Jillian Michaels right now and all these other people. This is my favorite feud I'm in right now.
She can fight, probably.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I would rather the Times Square Alliance.
Yes, me too. Rachel C. wants to know, John, after Kanye tweeted your private conversation, did you ask him to never do that again?
No, the next time I said, well, let me promote my song in the next text so that...
so you know when he puts it on blast.
So he can tweet that out,
yeah,
too.
That's funny. Let's go to Doreen from Canada. Hey, Doreen, what's your question?
Oh, Andy, how can I not congratulate you on being a papa?
Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a mother of triplets. I think you're going to be an amazing father.
Thank you. What's your question?
Okay, hi, Christy and John. Lovely couple.
Hi.
I am wondering, as a friend of Kanye, what do you think about those Twitter rants and Kim having to do that damage control on those?
Yeah, well, you know, when I see some of it, I'm just like, I just shake my head. Just like a lot of people that love Kanye and love his music, you're like, I don't agree with a lot of the things he says. And, you know, he owns it. He says what he's going to say, and it's on him. And it's weird because I get asked about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I can't be accountable for what he's going to say, truly.
And coming from a wife's perspective, like, all you want to do, the roles are probably reversed in this.
Here, yes, exactly.
In this, but all you want to do is protect the person that you love and be able to defend them at all costs. And
right.
I don't know, it's such a...
It's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough because we all have our separate identities and we believe different things. And as much as you love somebody, they're going to F up sometimes and they're going to say weird things.
Let's go to Mary from San Diego. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. You are going to be the best dad. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hi, Christy. Thanks.
Hi.
What's your question?
Your Instagram. It's just...
Thank you.
My question is, John.
Oh.
It's for John Legend.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Hi, since you're the only musical artist who agreed to appear on Surviving R. Kelly, what do you think of the other musical artists who remain silent?
Well, I don't want to cast any aspersions on people because everybody has their own reasons for not doing something. I get asked to be on documentaries all the time. It's not because I don't agree with the premise of the documentary that I don't do it, but there's all kinds of reasons you don't do it.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to cast any aspersions on people who didn't do it, but I'll just tell people the reason why I did it. One, I'm friends with the director. Her name is Dream Hampton. She's awesome. We worked together on Ending Mass Incarceration. I respect her work a lot. And she asked me to do it, and so I said yes. Another reason I wanted to do it, because I have good friends that were part of the Mute R. Kelly movement. They were literally marching on the streets, and they work with rape victims in Chicago. And they try to help them recover, try to help them have a voice. And they work with a lot of black girls in Chicago who are often overlooked. And so I knew that as a celebrity that I could lend my voice to something that would highlight these young people who have been hurt and give them a voice and make sure they're heard. And so I said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Let's do another call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Patty. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, Patty, what's your question?
My question's for both Chrissy and John. I was wondering if you could each switch your partner with a Real Housewife or their husband.
Oh, I have to pick one of the guys?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
I abstain.
You abstain. What guy?
Oh, gosh.
I think you should abstain too, baby.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm...
Yeah, Chrissy's like thinking of the gallery. Let's go to Annie from New Hampshire. Annie, what's your question for John and Chrissy?
Hi, my question is for Chrissy, but first I want to say mazel to you, Andy, for having, for the big news. I'm so
Thank
excited.
You.
Woo!
Thanks.
So, My question is for Chrissy, and I wanted to ask her if you could bring back any past housewife, who would you bring back?
You could bring back any past housewife. Who would you bring back?
Oh, I liked on OC, the dark-haired gothic one.
The dark-haired, you mean Heather Dubrow?
No.
Oh, Carlton on Beverly
Carlton.
Hills?
Carlton, Beverly Hills, yes.
All right.
Is that
That's
so random?
That's a deep
random?
Cut, I like it.
I know.
John,
that's a super fan speaking.
Finnerty L wants to know which Bravo show you wish Chrissy would stop watching.
Oh.
Is there one that bugs you,
watch
you
them
when it's
all
on?
With me.
No, there's not any of them that I particularly hate.
I like it.
I think there's some he'd wish I'd watch more of. You love Million Dollar Listing and...
Right.
I like the real estate shows.
Yeah.
She doesn't like them. That's the truth.
That's all right. It's time for my mazel of the day. Since my guests came here brimming with positivity, I understand you came with two mazels of your own.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Our first one is the Queen, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, she has been a super effective Speaker of the House, and she's back. She's back in charge. And she wrote a really nice letter to the president about the State of the Union saying, let's open the government
right.
before we start talking about doing the State of the Union.
She's like, you can submit it via WordPress.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you.
We
okay.
love you, Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
My mazel is just as exciting, but it's actually at the bar right now. Can I grab it for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it Bruce?
It's Bruce.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I have a shot ski for your little baby.
That is amazing. It's a milk shot ski.
It's a milk shot ski.
Oh, my God. This is the cutest thing.
Look at
like
little bottles.
Oh, my.
It's so good.
Oh, my God. This
here
is so
go.
Cute. Are the three of us going to do this together?
We're going to miss your shower, but we wanted to make sure. We had something special for you.
What is in here?
Okay.
It's milk.
Okay. It's milk. Okay, we're going to do this together.
It's for babies.
This
okay.
is so
ready?
Cute.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great. We love you.
Me.
Mazel.
I love you. I love you. You're so sweet. I absolutely love this. I want to thank Chrissy, John, and Bruce for being here. It's Andy and Chrissy Teigen, who hosts Lip Sync Battle Thursdays at 9 on Paramount Network. Season premiere just happened. John Legend is featured on the upcoming season of The Voice. And Preach is available now. You can find Bruce at The Palm in Beverly Hills. And on Radio Andy, Lunch with Bruce. Let's go back to the phones. Lindsay from Charleston. Hey, Lindsay, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. John, Chrissy. Hi, Andy. Congrats on
Thanks.
Your coming edition. My question is for John and Chrissy. I am expecting my second baby any minute now. And I was wondering, what did you guys do when you brought your second baby in? Do you have any tips?
Oh, well, we started prepping Luna a little bit beforehand.
There's really great baby books.
Yeah, there's
for
books
them.
About it. You can read them little books where they...
Whether you're having a little brother or a little sister,
yeah,
it really helps.
Yeah, you talk about how cool it is to be a big sister or a big brother.
Yeah.
And all the cool things you can teach your baby brother or baby sister.
But That's also cool. just accept that they're going to be so jealous. Like, the older one is just going to come in and be like, don't touch me, don't do it. Like, they're going to be like that, and you just have to welcome it because... That's the way kids are. But
I will have to say, Luna's been really good with Miles.
Yeah.
And the only way she expresses her jealousy is not taking it out on him, but just begging us for more attention.
Yes.
So she'll, like, do things to get our attention when we're holding Miles.
Yes.
She won't hurt Miles. She won't, like, pick on him. But she'll be like, hey, I'm over here if we're holding Miles.
Yeah. See, there's a good balance that comes with it. And I think, honestly, it happens to everybody. So you're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Did the caller have another question? No. Heather from Ohio. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
O-H.
Hi. My question's for John.
Hi, Heather from Ohio.
Chrissy has burned you on Twitter. Which one hurt the most?
Which Chrissy burn on Twitter hurt you the most?
Oh, they don't hurt.
They don't hurt.
They don't hurt.
Funny.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm usually right next to her.
She does
it.
Like,
yeah,
she's
right.
literally sitting next to me when she's insulting me.
Let's go to Christina from Chicago. Last call of the night. Hey, Christina, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Chrissy. I was just wondering, what's your best memory with Meghan Markle on Deal or No Deal? And bring her dad with you. Also, Bravo Superfan.
John knows me best, and he knows that, like, I don't remember very many things from my early years. But I honestly, I swear to you, I don't remember anything from Deal or No Deal. I think I tweeted it. I said, I don't remember anything. And someone sent me footage of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember a single...
You know, when we first started dating, you were still working at Deal or No Deal.
I know. I remember wearing three push-up bras. No, I was demoted. I was a suitcase girl for one episode, and I couldn't do it. So I was demoted to a banker girl, which was like a Robert Palmer girl that, like, pushed out things.
Right, right.
But no,
and
I was
look at
never...
her now.
I know, I could have been Megan Markle.
Yeah. All right, guys, it's game time. As I've said a bazillion times, I love a Bravo co-viewing couple, but have Chrissy and John's countless hours of watching this channel prevented them from paying attention to each other? Let's find out with All's Fair in Love and Bravo. Here's how it'll work. I'm going to alternate between asking Chrissy and John questions about their favorite Bravo shows, Vanderpump Rules and Below Deck, and questions about each other. In the end, we'll see if they love each other as much as they love Bravo. Chrissy, what did Sandoval use to dry his tears during Katie and Schwartz's wedding ceremony?
His dog.
Yes, a dog. John, while on charter, Kate hooked up with a guy that she dubbed Hot What?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know, Chrissy?
Jesus!
Yes. Chrissy, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to John during a performance?
You always have to pee or poop.
Nope, he had the appearance of a boner while slow dancing with a fan.
Oh, I didn't know that was embarrassing. It was embarrassing to me.
John, which Real Housewives cast would Chrissy most want to be friends with?
Oh, there's so many.
Whole cast.
Oh, whole cast? Probably Beverly Hills.
Yes. Chrissy, a charter guest once gifted Captain Sandy with what kind of sex toy?
A vibrator.
Yes. John, Sheena bragged that Rob could hang a TV in under what amount of time?
It's a small amount because she bragged he was basically Superman.
7 minutes, John!
Yes, thank you. Chrissy, what is John's biggest pet peeve?
I'm so sorry.
What's John's biggest pet peeve?
Oh. I don't know.
It's, do you want to say
people?
It?
It's people who say, I could care less, when they really mean
I couldn't care less.
Yeah. Okay. John, what's Chrissy's go-to comfort food?
Chrissy's go-to comfort food, pho. Or noodle soup or something.
What is it, Chrissy?
Scalloped potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes. Chrissy, what movie was playing when Kristen and Jax made Whoopi?
Schindler's List.
No, Drive.
He's mixing Jerry Seinfeld episodes with.
I know.
With
John,
Vanderpump
what's the
Rose?
Name of the stew? Dramatically stripped down, tore off her mic pack, and dove into the water. Do you remember
Say that again?
Do you remember the name of the stew who dramatically ripped off her mic pack?
That's no below
down.
Deck names.
Oh, it was the one with the curly hair.
Yes. Yeah.
She was the one that had sex with the guy, and then he tried to act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's her name? Rocky.
Rocky.
Yes. All right, how'd we do? You got 5 Bravos right and 1 love right. You love Bravo more than each other. Thanks for playing. I want to thank Chrissy, John, and Bruce Posey from The Bomb. For more people on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next $1 billion company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.